Episode 21, we can now officially consume alcohol. no, we won't. But Ping will bring you the hottest in Microsoft news stories every week. And before we start the show, I wanted to mention that Max is leaving us. Max will
this
soon
This is
be,
my last episode.
He's going off to Stanford Graduate School of Business. And
it's actually pronounced Stanford Graduate School of Business.
It's really not. He's just, you know, Mr. I went to Michigan. Yeah. Raw School of Business.
Boom.
In the house! Paula! Good times in college. What's up? Remember that thing?
You didn't go there.
Yeah, we did.
She's wearing the sweatshirt.
Oh, I forgot. Shirt. Once you wear the shirt, that means you went there.
Actually, no, I didn't go to Michigan. I did have one wild night back in college with Paul, but...
Let's start the show. Fun news this week. We had the Worldwide Partner Conference where we had a bunch of executive keynotes to, you know, the world. One of the fun little pieces of information I thought was interesting was that Apple and their legal team called Kevin Turner, our chief operating officer, and said, "Hey, buddy, stop running those Laptop Hunter ads. We lowered our prices by $100, so you guys shouldn't do that anymore."
Does he say that they're no longer true? Like, now these ads are...
Well, I don't know, Paul. What exactly was his response?
I think he kind of laughed. He's like, "We're going to keep playing them and playing them." And clearly something's working here.
That sounds like a maybe
right
they'll stop, right?
Yeah,
no, not so much. I
thought
it was great,
Turner.
Though. He said it was the best business call he's ever received.
Yep.
I love it. All right.
I just thought
three cheers
funny.
For Kevin Turner. Yeah.
One, two, three. That's three. There you go.
She said
three.
Next up. And in other exciting executive news, this is sort of a follow-up to a story we mentioned last week regarding the Chrome operating system from Google. Mm-hmm. Apparently, both Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer are out there commenting, talking about it, responding to it, and their big thing is... Nobody knows what this thing is.
Yeah.
No, why are you hyping it so much? Why is it even making headlines? Why such news about it? Yeah. When they've already got an operating system out there, like
Android.
Android is already running on netbooks and
phones.
And
it can run on netbooks. But I thought you're right. The funny thing was Ballmer said that, you know, why are they announcing something a year and a half out? And Gates even said the more ambiguity that they have around it and the hotter it seems.
Yeah,
right.
I just like the stark contrast between like the two figureheads of our company. Gates said the more vague they are, the more interesting it is. And Ballmer says, who knows what this thing is? It's like, in some sense, it's like Gates always has like the...
He's a little bit more buttoned up and a little more conservative, and Ballmer screams and yells, and I love him for it.
No, but like the way Gates saying it, he's saying it like everybody's in a frenzy around nothing. That's what he's trying to say. Like, because they didn't say anything cool, we'll assume it's super cool.
Right.
And Ballmer's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
You guys...
Gates has like those just little subtle quips.
He has a little smirk when he does it too.
But Ballmer's also said, you know, we've experimented with having two different operating systems and we don't need it. You know, it didn't work for us and it's not going to work for Google. That's what Ballmer's saying.
He's speculating. Who knows? You know, we don't know what's going to work for you guys or not.
Right.
But, you know, chances are you're going to fail miserably.
Autobots, roll out!
Whoa!
TechCrunch actually just put out an article recently about whenever Ballmer doesn't like something,
it does
clearly
great.
Takes off. So we'll just see what happens over the next few years.
Anyway, more cheers for our guys.
Next.
And in more exciting Google news, this one, though, not a competition, actually sort of a partnering of sorts. Microsoft Office can now be used to edit Google Docs, so people who've been typically, you know, having to switch back and forth from the two programs, I guess that's annoying. I don't know anyone who uses Google Docs.
Mm-hmm. I use Google Docs.
Well, this isn't like a partnering. This is a third-party
program,
right?
It's a third-party program that now allows
them
to work together. Why do you use Google Docs? If you don't send me, like, you don't use MS Word?
I do. It's just I mainly use the spreadsheet app in there, the Google spreadsheet. So whenever I travel with my guys from across the country, I create a little spreadsheet where they can all click in there and put in their arrival and departure time.
Because it's all online.
Yeah.
Okay, but let me ask you this. Riddle me this, Paul. With the advent of Office 2010 and their online capabilities, do you believe that you will switch back over to using exclusively Office from Microsoft, or will you still continue to use Google Docs?
No, they all have Gmail accounts.
But if you want to merge, we should tell them where to get it, by
that
the way.
That wasn't the answer I was expecting.
This program is called Office Sync, and you will link to it there if you want to merge your MS Office with
So what's interesting about this is that it helps reinforce Microsoft's strategy, which is it's a software plus services strategy.
Software plus instead of software as a service.
So Google has had the Google apps for your domain, the Google Docs and the spreadsheets, and that's something that you go to a website and you just edit the docs in place, which I think is useful for really, really basic scenarios, like me and my friends trying to put together a spreadsheet. But if I want to do something more advanced, if I want to do something that looks a lot better and I want to have a good presentation format of that, I would need to use a full-fledged version of Word.
Gotcha.
Now, what this allows you to do is it synchronizes both so that you can use like the rich functionality of Word but then save it into Google Docs and spreadsheets without having to save it to your desktop.
It adds
then
a toolbar.
Upload it.
And then you just hit the toolbar to sync it up to the Google Docs.
Now, why would you not just use like Live Mesh?
Right, exactly. I think Microsoft has much better services for this. You can use Live Mesh. There's the Office 2010 stuff that's coming out. We also have the Office Live Workspace that's been out for a while that allows you to save the actual rich format online. It's just a matter of people having the awareness of it and having the simplified workflow.
My take is we've really come at them with a strong product with Office 2010. I'm excited to see, you know, how it compares to their next version of whatever they do on Google Docs Online. But I think that we really do understand what it takes to hit both consumers and enterprise users from an Office perspective a lot better than they do. Although, to your point, for simple usage scenarios, maybe it is the easiest way to go, especially when everyone has already the Gmail account. But, you know, it should be interesting to see how everything unfolds over the next year or two.
Yep.
Excited.
Check out office2010themovie.com.
Office 2010, the movie, coming to an office near you.
All right, Max, remember when you picked me up?
That was so awesome. I've been waiting for that all day.
All right, Max. All right, so a couple weekends ago when I got back from Vegas, remember you picked me up from the airport, and I told you I was really, really hungry. And then where did you take me? You took me to the Apple Store. That's
what?
Right. Yeah. You took me to the Apple Store and the Sony Store and like all these places where I didn't care because they weren't feeding me food.
Right.
So I was hoping that you're going to have some type of like research or announcement that you're going to
do. That's right. I was excited about this because Microsoft is releasing. I mean, it's not really a release. It's not a product. But we are creating our own stores. We're launching our own stores. About time.
Yes.
We're going to actually put these probably right next to some Apple stores. You can go in, check out Microsoft products. Mm-hmm. Some of our partners will be in there. It should be really cool. The interesting thing about this is 2 years ago, I wrote up a plan to do this, and I submitted it to executives, and it went down the chain. I ended up having a meeting with a GM-level guy talking about this, and they said, yeah, we got this covered. And now it's finally happening, so I'm very excited.
There was some buzz earlier this year about they were doing an online retail
store,
and that kind of went away, and everyone was like, why don't you people just open the darn store.
Right.
And
We have the online capability of purchasing things, but you're talking about the concept.
I want to walk into
the concept store, they
ruffle
had, right?
through t-shirts, and, you know, I want to ruffle through. I want to, like, slide over different hard drives and mouse and touch them. And
Yeah. I've actually heard rumors about the amount of research that we've done to make these stores. We've actually, from what I've heard, we've set up different, like, retail stores inside Microsoft's campus.
True.
And that researchers have
focus-grouped our stores.
We'd have like these consumers come in and try and like buy things from our store, and we'd even go all the way down to like what angle the laptops were displayed.
Oh, absolutely.
And there was a photo synth online where you could click through this virtual online store. Yeah. Did you go through that?
I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, you could zoom through, navigate virtually through the store.
This
you
was
know,
a while ago. Yeah,
it's a while ago.
Wow.
So I mean, this thing better take off.
That's what I'm
when it does,
research.
We're actually going to share our findings with our partners, other retail stores, and hopefully they'll be able to benefit from our knowledge, and we'll probably, you know, glean some information from them as well. So this should be cool.
I think it's going to be cool. And if you just take a look at our current Microsoft company store that is for employees only, it's a lot better than the one that was existing, you know, a year ago. And there's actually cool stuff out there, clothing and toys and gadget
that.
Things that
and
I would wear.
And really cheap Xbox games.
Yeah,
but that's not going to happen for you. But if you do want cheap Xbox games, email Paul and he'll hook you up.
Right.
He won't, because he's a mean man.
Yeah.
Next.
All right, boys, that is just about a wrap for this week's show.
That's
but before we go, for any of
and
you...
And my last time.
Oh, yeah. I totally forgot that he was leaving. I was just on.
And
that's why Paul's here, you see. See, I brought in my replacement early on so you guys could get acclimated, and now I'm going to, you know, smoothly exit.
And like that, he's gone.
They just liked me better, so they're kicking him out.
It's true. They like him better. Thanks,
He's
guys.
Taller.
You got me fired. You. It was
anyway,
your fault.
Anyway, if you yourself have been fired and are home and don't have a job, you like that?
But are a good developer.
But are a good developer. The coolest game coming out, Project Natal, is hiring. So yep. They're looking for sorts of different positions to fill.
Microsoft-entertainment-jobs.com.
That's right. And get out there. Project Natal's hiring. You can be employed. So that's that. Peace out from Michigan.
Peace out.
I got another one. Boom. Woo.
All right, Max. Remember when you picked me up?
That was so awesome. I've been waiting for that all day.
All right, next.
I'm sorry, guys. I had to. That was for the viewers. That was for me, actually.
I didn't see that coming.
There's two of us.